Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Maseches Bava Kama. We're in Bava Amud Beis. Recently we saw the sugya of Shorei Eyu, Amar Rachmana V'lo Shol Shel Hekdesh. One is Pater for being Mazik Ashur of Hekdesh. In Taisvis, and this year should be a special storm running Rosh Yechus, Chus Chayu Chemet Fegabas Michal Yudiz Basia Moshe Rebbe Peshtar Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. In Tosis in the Vovom Beis, it says, V'nira D'sha'al Nezakin D'Ptiri B'Hekdesh G'miri Mikeren Me'odom Mibor Potter Bob Sulem Hekdesh M'Kol Shein Hekdesh. That other Nezeks that are Potter B'Hekdesh, in other words, we don't learn all Nezek is Potter if you're Mazik Hekdesh, but you learn that Keren is, and you also learn Adam Amazik is Pater, and you also learn Bor. And the case of Bor is a case of Psulei Mukdashim. And when Psulei Mukdashim falls into the Bor, the person is Pater. It says Vamei Sielo, and here it's not going to be Vamei Sielo. You can't be Nana from the Nevela. Nevela, if we can learn that there's a Ptur in Hekdesh by Karen, Adam, and Bor, so you can also learn other Nezikin. So it says, V'kolshken Hekdesh, if you're Patur Psulei Mukdashim, you're certainly Patur from being Mazik Hekdesh itself. And it's not pas psulei mukdashim. In Chedushim of Reuven Rogozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Simadalet Ois Aleph, he notes that from Taisvis it's muchach, that if somebody's mazik hekdesh, he is putter, not because the toivea is hekdesh, not because the person suing, the one demanding the money, is hekdesh, but rather because the object is holy, because a shor of psulei mukdashim is Mamon Bailim. Elishan Nishabok Tsas Mikadusha Sakarban. An axe of Psulei Mukdashim is Mamon Bailim. Just it has a little bit of Kedusha's carbon that remains. But Psulei Mukdashin is Mamon Bailim. And if you learn that Mazik as a Hekdesh Pater, so the Ptur can't be that the Toivea is Hekdesh. Because by Psulei Mukdashin, the Toivea is a Hedyot. So we see in Taisvis that your Pater, based on the Gemara, that your Pater, if you're Mazik Psulei HaMukdashim, so it must be that when you're Mazik Hekdesh, the word is that you're Pater not because the Toivea is Hekdesh, because here the Toivea is a person, but rather because it's a Gzeiras HaKosuv that you're Pater and Hezek that is done to an object of Hekdesh, even though the Toivea is a Hedyot. In Meseches Gittin and Afnun Gimel Omer Aleph, there the Gemara is discussing the eternal shaila of hezek she'enu nikra shmei hezek or lav shmei hezek. If it is an unrecognizable, the naked eye cannot see the damage, is that called a hezek or is that not called a hezek? And then the Gemara brings a Mishnah, tnan akwanim piglu ba mikdash mizidim chayovim. If kohanim did pigle in the mikdash, if they do it b'mezid, they're chayiv. Tani Allah why mipnei tikkun olam chayav al tikkun olam. But if you say hezek she'enu nikra shmei hezek, it should say fakert. It should say that shogeg is pater mipnei tikkun olam abayle. If you say hezek she'enu nikra shmei hezek, so then mezit should be chayav midai raisa because shmei hezek, and shogeg taka should be pater because of tikkun olam, so that the kohen tells the person, that he reveals that he did, that he was mefagel. So Shogeg is going to be Pater Alts Tikkun Olam, but Mezid is going to be Chayiv Maker Adin within Torah, not because of Tikkun Olam. So it must be that Hezek She'eno Nikar is Lav Shmei Hezek. And that's why Mezidim Chayavim Mipnei Tikkun Olam. But not Maker Adin. So there in the Ramban, he asks a kasha in the Gemara, kashali, umayishna mi goynev tla shel hekdei shetvachu shu potul milishali. How is this different from somebody who steals? You want a taina what? That the person should be chayiv. The Gemara wants to say that the person should theoretically be chayiv mikra din. For pigol b'mezid, because Shmei Hezek, how's that different, says Tosfos, from somebody who steals a sheep of Hekdesh and slaughters it, that he's pater from paying. So if there he's pater, he should also be pater by Pigel. What's the difference? Why does the Gemara assume that Pigel should be Chayiv Maker Adin? We see Koyne Psal Shetel Shel Hekdesh is pater. So here also, it makes sense that Maker Adin Pigel B'Mikdash B'Mezid is pater. And it's only B'nai Tikkun Olam that he's Chayiv. That's Tosis Kasha, that's the Ramban's Kasha. How's it any different than Goynev Tla Shel Hekdesh? Utvacho, that he's pater. So answers the Ramban, two terutzim. Number one, Yeshlom El Oilam Kerem Mishalmin. And he misunderstood. Goynev Tla Shel Hekdesh, Utvacho, Shu Pater. He's pater from Gimel V'Dalet. But the Kerem, the principal, he has to pay. Lelam Kerem Mishalmin Chol Mizikin Es Hekdesh, Mishim Takonis Chachamim, Shelo Yizalzalu Behekdeshis. There's Dakonas Chachamim that you have to pay because all Mazik Hekdesh, so you're not Mizalzel and Hekdesh. Aval Kan B'Koyhanim, the Gemara's Kasha is that by Koyhanim, it's Mashma Shetiknu Takona Acheres. And if you hold Hezek Shein or Nikr Shmei Hezek, Lamali Takona Zuba Kohanim. What do you need a special Takona to be Mechayiv? It should be from the regular din, der Rabbanan, that you have to pay if you're mazik hekdesh, that you have to pay. Why do you need a special takani here? Adarabba. It should say, says the Gemara, shogeg and peturim b'nei tikkun olam. If you do it b'shogeg, you're pater al tikkun olam. Mezid chayiv is pashut. And yet it's not pashut because the it's mashma here, and it's a different takana. It's a special takana. But if Shmei Hezek, then it shouldn't have to be a special takana that he pays. If Hezek Shein Onikar Shmei Hezek, it should be from the regular din that the Rabbanan you have to pay for being Mazik Hekdesh. So that's the first teretz of the Ramban. That was the Gemara's Kashan, Gemara's Raya. If you say Hezek Shein Onikar Shmei Hezek, so you should have to pay Mezid should be chayiv, not else special takan of tikkun olam, but a regular takan is chachamim shalei zalzalu bekdeshas. Here it's mashmal is a special din in pigel. Why should that be? If the hezek shen or nikar shmei hezek, that's the Ramban's erste teretz. And the zweiter teretz is inami hacha lebailim. I'm quoting Reb Ruvain, who is we're dealing with Reb Ruvain's vort over here. So Reb Ruvain was a litvisher, so I said the tzveiter. Like if I would be quoting a chassidish sefer, I'd probably say the tzveiter. Okay, that's very, very important that I noted that. Inami hachal bailim hu chayiv, says the Ramban in the second teretz. Sharei hein chayovin beachrayus shetzrichin lohovi zevach acher. Second teretz is there's a difference between goyneiv tflesh al hekdesh that he's pater. You know why he's pater in that case? Because he's dealing with hekdesh. But here, who's he dealing with? He's dealing with the bailim. Because if he's mefagel the carbon, he has a machshavas chutz lizmano to do makir the carbon chutz lizmano. So he's messing up the carbon, passeling the carbon. So now he owes the Bailin. The Bailin is chayv b'achrayus. So that's why here he should be. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Ramban's kasha was, what's the difference between goinei tefillah shel hekdesh v'tvacho that he's pater? But here you want to say that he's chayiv. That's hekdesh and that's hekdesh. So goinei tefillah shel hekdesh is pater. See here also he's pater. Even if you say hezek she'eino nikra shmei hezek. That's why he's pater me'ikar ha'din, and you need to come on to tikkun olam. Because you're dealing with hekdesh. That was the Ramban's question, and the teretz is there's a difference in the second teretz that the reason going into lashal hekdesh. The reason going into lashal hekdesh is. Potter is because we're dealing with Hekdesh. But here, we're not dealing with Hekdesh, we're dealing with the Bailin. We're dealing with the Bailin. Because he messed up his carbon, you have to give him a new carbon. So the Gemara is saying, if you say Hezek, Shein, or Nikah, Shmei, Hezek, then he should have to pay the Bailin. Me'ikar Adin. You don't even have to come out to the Tikkun Olam. That's the second teretz of the Ramban, to be mechalik, between the Bailim and Hekdesh. In our case, we're talking about Bailim, and that's why the Gemara says, if you hold Hezek Shmein or Nikash Shmein, Hezek Shmein Chayiv. But the Kasha is, asks, we've been going through the Shiurim of Meirenu v'Rabbeinu, and going to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky's Zatzal. So he was actually a Talmud of Rav Reuven. So he asks, I don't understand. Why does the Ramban have to say the first teretz, where he says that that loylam keren mishalmin kachol mizikin es hekdesh b'shem takanas chomish loyzad lehekdeshes? Keren, you always pay. So even when it says goinev es atle, you have to pay. Your pater, it only means from 3 and 4, but not from the keren. Why does he have to say that teretz? The second teretz is a pashat teretz. Since the nizik is a hedyot, the bailim, the nizik, has to bring another korban. So it's not shayich at all to the p'tul of mazik hekdesh. So once you have such a good teretz the second time around, why do you need the first one? Excuse me for asking. However, based on the yisoid of Rabbi Reuven, it's not kash at all. Because we learned that according to Tosfos, Hamazik is a hekdesh potter, afilu im hatoivea hu hedyoitz. Like we saw by Psulei Mukdashim, even if the tovea is hedyot, he's still potter. So Adarab, the second teretz of the Ramban is a chiddush. That he's saying, oh, here, since the tovea is a hedyot, so he has to pay. That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's a chiddush, because he's arguing with the teretz of Tosfos. In this teretz, he's arguing on Tosfos. Well, we don't care who the Toiveya is. Since the Chayfetz is Kadosh, he should be Pater. Kamash Man Rabban, no. Since the Toiveya is a Hedyot. He's Chayiv. He should be Chayiv. Since the Toiveya is a Hedyot. Tosfos wouldn't agree with this. Tosfos would say, who cares who the Toiveya is? The object has Kedusha. So he's pater because it belongs to Hekdesh. You see here, machloket yisodit bein Ramban bein Tosfos as to why a mazik is Hekdesh pater. The Ramban holds it's because the toiveh is Hekdesh, at least in the second teretz. And the first teretz may be put in there for Tosfos, so this way it stems with Tosfos. And Tosfos holds it's because the object has Kedusha, that's why you're pater. So of course, efshar la'arich b'zeh me'od me'od, ve'anachnu nitkadem b'zrat Hashem b'li neder. אני מקווה שנחזור ונשנה פרק זה, אבל יש לנו עוד בלי נדר את הסוגיה ישיב לרבות שווה כסף ככסף, עוד הרבה הרבה דברים מאוד מאוד טעימים, מאוד מרתקים. אז please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.